Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is poised to add to yesterday's solid improvements, with the SPY futures overnight ending just off their best levels of the after-hours session with a gain of 60 points or 0.9%. And that was a reflection of a very constructive Northern Hemisphere session. Gains for European markets were pretty substantial, up by 1.6% in the case of the FTSE and the German DAX. But these gains were eclipsed by the price action that we saw on Wall Street. So in particular, the S&P 500 up by 2.4%, ending just off its best levels of the day. Tech stocks were the outperformers, which is a contrast to what we've been seeing recently. They tended to be the underperformers over the course of the last couple of weeks. But when you step back and look at the price action over the course of the last week in particular, I suppose it's quite encouraging to see this recovery, this session in particular. Last week, the notable trend was that very aggressive move higher in US bond yields. That sell-off in the bond market brought things unstuck in the stock side of things to an extent. But having had the weekend to reflect, equity market investors came back with some energy last night. And there's a bigger picture to consider here as well. So you've had a $1.9 trillion stimulus package approved in the US House of Representatives. It's now off to the Senate, where it will likely be approved. There are new vaccines coming to the market, Johnson & Johnson most notably, with their contribution to this piece. So the positive momentum in terms of the news flow is still very much intact. We saw that last night in the form of the ISM series in terms of manufacturing in the US. This rose to its highest levels since February 2018. Construction spending in January was very strong. It rose to an all-time record, up by 1.7%. In the European sphere, we had the German CPI figures come out. They were at their highest levels since March 2020. There were also some strong manufacturing numbers out of Canada as well. So the economic momentum on the positive side seems to be still intact. The support in terms of low interest rates and government support intact. So this is ultimately translating to shallow sell-offs as far as the stock market is concerned. So that's probably the main takeout. No, it took a while to get there, but it got there eventually. So as far as the local share market is concerned today, I suppose what stood out overnight was that most sectors in the S&P 500 were higher. So it will likely be broad support that we see for the market today. We've got the RBA's decision on rates. That's more of a commentary these days more than anything else, and the Aussie dollar is trading at 77.7 US cents.